This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast.
Sweet teat.
Sweet giblets. I did it, man. I watched Blackfish.
Blackfish? I don't even know what that is.
A documentary about SeaWorld.
Well, oh, yeah.
Orcas and... yeah. Holy shit, man. Pretty insane.
Was it?
Yeah, SeaWorld's a bunch of dicks.
Yeah,
not
I don't
the trainers,
know.
But...
they're pretty crazy.
They lie in court about things. Well, they did. It's ridiculous. Bunch of BS.
There's a... the documentary I want to see is called The Red Pill.
Like Matrix?
Kind of. That's what they're referencing, but it's basically like a dose of reality for feminism.
Hmm.
It's a men's rights activist documentary.
That's weird.
I want to see it just
on...
because it's kind of out there.
Yeah. Is it on Netflix?
I don't know if it's on Netflix. I showed up on my tablet on Showbox, though.
Hmm.
So that's where I'll be seeing it.
Interesting.
Yep.
I've been sleeping, like, all day.
It's
no bueno.
Sleeping pretty much, too, but I haven't had a chance to.
Yeah.
I have work tomorrow from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. 12-hour shift.
Gross.
I'm getting paid $22 an hour.
No, that's... that kind of makes up for it, then.
Yeah. Except for I have to do... I don't know how much I'm actually allowed to say. But it's fire watch for a super,
yeah,
super ghetto apartment complex.
Hmm.
Like, the reviews I've looked up on this place are so bad. Like, one star.
Wow.
Yeah, it's super bad. Bed bugs, cockroaches, mice...
hmm.
Yep. I'm pretty sure that there's a fire watch for it because people want to burn the building down.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. So I'll be doing that. And then I also have another overnight on Tuesday for the Pride Festival.
Right.
So I'll be sleeping during the day.
Schlafen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sleep is nice.
Tell me about it.
No, I just feel all jumbled. My brain feels like mush today.
Why's that?
Because I'm tired, because I slept too much. It catches up to me, though, because the boys were sick, so just the sleep catches up to me. So
oh, gotcha.
Just with the boys, they being sick and all, it was hard to find time to sleep. Got my weekend off, and all my body wanted to do was sleep.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Yeah. Ugh, I'm still yawning.
Yawn away.
Golly gee, I was going to make coffee, but I didn't get around to it, because I wanted to sleep instead. Thick. But yeah, I think everybody needs to watch that documentary, though. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I've never really looked into that all that much. Controversy on basically animal captivity, you know?
Mm.
Even zoos.
Well, a few of the trainers died. I thought it was just the one that was the most recent one, which was a few years back, but...
yeah.
There's been a few of them, and they always try to brush it off as, oh, it was an accident, the trainer wasn't doing what they were supposed to be doing, but it's because these animals are being forced to live in families that they don't know who the other whales are, and normally the males are way away from the rest of the pod, and they're forcing them to live... in close proximity, and they're just like really hurting each other, like bleeding all the time. They would rake each other with their teeth, like they just scratch the skin of the other whale. The females teamed up on, what was his name, Tilikum. It was the male, and it was just awful. It was
weird.
So much abuse because they were, yeah, it was just wrong. They shouldn't be in captivity. They're highly social.
That's strange.
And they just rip them away from their families at a really young age. That part was really, whew, that was ballin'. But this guy was talking about how he was capturing orcas, and they told him that they had to capture the baby ones for shipping reasons. And so they caught him in this, like, corral of nets and took the babies away from the adults. And then they dropped the nets for the adults to let them go, and they just stuck around, and they were just, like, screaming the whole time. Because they have a language, they do their, like, sounds, and they were just sitting there just, like, doing long-range sounds, and I guess the only way you could really describe it was, like, grief. Because they took their babies away.
Right.
It was nuts. And the guy said he was just trying not to cry the whole time. He didn't want to do it, but there wasn't much he could do because everybody was there. Didn't want to stop working, but I don't know.
Yeah,
there's crazy.
There was a lot of issues, kind of just like that, hidden away from society. Nobody really seems to think about them often.
Yeah.
One of the ones that I got into, because I mentioned to you when we were recording last time. I guess the listeners won't know because it was lost, but I found a bunch of Larry Harper's assignments and stuff and started reading them while I'm on my shift because I have a lot of free time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there's just so much memory coming back to my head, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I actually tried looking for his email, but I can't find it. I doubt he even has it still. I don't know what he's up to. I just wanted to send him a message, kind of like a message in a bottle, you know?
Mm.
If this arrives to you, let it find you well. But we'll have to see if, I don't know, who's the last person to keep contact with him. Probably Chase.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. He probably doesn't use that email anymore.
Yeah, I imagine the UVU email.
He's a professor there no longer, so... Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. My mom had him as a professor while she went to UVU.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then
for
I had
English
him.
Or for philosophy?
You know, I'm not entirely sure.
Hmm.
He went by a different name back then. I guess when he divorced, he kept his wife's last name or something like that. Because my mom, that's the way she remembered it. I don't remember what his last name was, but we just know him as Larry Harper.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah. Interesting fellow.
Yeah. I have a lot of good content coming up in the next couple. I just need to read through a lot of it. The one I read recently was the one that we were always talking about, kind of like having conversations with people, but they're like meaningless.
Yeah.
You know, kind of just like cliche. Let me get my little black book of notes out. This was from the article from Consider the Lobster. It was a book by David Foster Wallace, and it was called How Tracy Austin Broke My Heart. I guess Tracy Austin, I'm not too familiar with the tennis world, but she was a world champion at one point in tennis, and she achieved that at the age of like 17.
Wow.
But her career spiraled downwards when she started having a lot of sports-related injuries. And by the time she was 21, she was obsolete. So she had like a, what is that, 4-year hiatus. And what really ended it all was an accident injury. She got in a car accident, and just recovering from that was too hard. But it's kind of interesting how like she rises up, you know, and in her prime and peaks, and she's only 21, you know?
That's crazy. Pretty young.
Yeah, so she wrote like a sport memoir. You know those books they have, inspirational books that everybody's writing.
Right.
They're like are super attractive. And that's what this article talks about, is a lot of the public likes to read them thinking that they're going to find something in it that will, you know, like, oh, they're going to pick the brain of this sports person, like, find out what makes them tick, you know, and maybe I can become like them.
Mm.
And it kind of alienates us from them.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's all washed up. All of her interviews are the same. That's another thing. Like, all these conversations that are super cliche that you have with people. Oh, how you been? Oh, how are your kids? Oh, haha, you know? It's the same with sports interviews. Oh, how did the game make you feel winning the game? Oh, it was pretty good. I think our team was great. And, you know, it's all garbage. Oh, how did it feel scoring the last hoop shot in the bottom of the fourth with 3 seconds on the clock?
Yeah.
Oh, it was really great. And blah, 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 blah. You know, I have a decent amount of respect for sports because of how athletic these people actually are and the time and energy they put into it. But at the same time, like, the media side of it is just annoying.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, all the money poured into it as well. Some of that can be justified, but others, no way.
Yeah, not millions and millions.
It's all the salary. Yeah, the advertising and everything that it brings in. I guess it's good for attention getting.
Mm.
But other than that, it's pretty crazy. All about money, sellouts. That was the thing. So I guess she had her memoir written by somebody else, kind of like a biography, right?
Mm.
And they would, what is it I'm looking for? Just because of money, you know, it would drive the theme of the book. Like, they would set her up to be this type of person that she really wasn't, you know?
Right.
And say that, like, oh, my mom, she never forced it upon me. I was a prodigy child with a lot of talent. When in all reality, she's like the third person in her family to have played professional tennis. So, of course, her parents forced it upon her and rigorously trained her, you know.
Wow.
But I find that kind of interesting.
There was a football player who was getting paid, like, I think $9 million a year. And then through the salary negotiations, they had to cut his pay to like $5 million a year. And in an interview, he was saying, oh man, it's going to be really tough, because he had like a couple kids. Like, really? It's going to be tough with $5 million a year?
It's insane. What do you have in savings?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I guess if you're used to spending that much money, decreasing by $4 million a year would be a lot of money, but still, it's not hard to make a living off of $5 million. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting how we just gravitate towards these things as a society, you know, like sports magazines, Cosmopolitan, makeup, and all that.
Yeah.
All these little stories talking about the next thing that Kim Kardashian's doing, or the next thing that, well, whatever sports fan, sports star is doing. We just gravitate toward them. They're like super seductive somehow.
I've never fallen into that, thankfully, but yeah, it's taken over like a virus.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, reality shows, and I just don't understand it. It's like they have to watch people.
And it's all fake. It's fabricated.
Yeah, it's all, it seems so
attention grabbing.
What's the word? Yeah, but scripted.
Like, yeah, it's, it is.
Like, these reality shows are supposed to be how these people are living their day-to-day lives, but it's like, you can just tell they're reading off of a script.
Hello, sweet listener. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you enjoyed the show, you could leave us a like on our Facebook page at Hold Your Goats Podcast. If you'd like to participate in the What Gets Your Goat segment of the show, where we discuss those things that just reach down the deepest part of your being and grab your goat by the beard and just yank him out of your soul. We'll try to help you get your goat back so you can hold on to it. So really, it's what matters most in life, you know? So just send those things that really make you upset to holdyourgoats@gmail.com.